Hello.
Hi, Luca.
That's Luke.
Hi, Luke. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
All right.
Good. Good to hear. So I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
Well, I called last month. I was wanting to cancel with you guys. I got a local place helping me out here. And I had it all set up. He said I had to do it before the 3rd or something. And I think they had, I don't remember the fellow's name. But he said he was going to put it in to activate it or something.
Yeah, that's the problem, actually, because there's notes from that call where it said that when you had called in to cancel, you had just paid for the month. So he told you were paid in full until August 3rd. And if you wanted to, you could keep the account open, but you'd have to call us within 3 business days of the 3rd to prevent the next month's charge. So I think
he said he was going to set it up so it would be done.
There's no way that we do that in our system. We don't have an automated way to cancel an account prior to billing. And he actually put in the notes here that he went over the 3-day policy with you. So
that's what he had said the last time that I had just missed it. I said, well, I don't want to miss it next time, so I need to get this done.
Right. So I can go back and review the call, but I want to let you know that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you did agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 3rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a $149 past due balance. So we can't cancel the account with a past due balance. Good news is it's only that amount, because come September 3rd, it would be past due for $298, because that will continue to reoccur until we get this settled. But one thing I want to tell you, Luke, only because you said that you're dealing with a local company there, is that local company, I don't know how long you've acquired them or what you paid them, but whatever you're paying them for Google right now, unless it's Google pay-per-click ads, that money is going down the toilet, because only one company can manage your Google listing at a time. So in the time that you've been with us, and we still have access to it, by the way, but your company has been found on the first page of Google 1,018 times, and you've had 33 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you've probably gotten a ton of work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you?
Yeah, most times.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've gotten some text messages from you guys, and some of them that I've contacted, they're like, some of the people are like 100 miles away, way too far away with the gas prices to even.
What about this last guy, Patrick Gogan? He was on 4760 35th Drive in Fremont.
Well, I was gone for a week here. I haven't gotten back to, I got to get back to people here.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because he filled out the lead
vacation.
Oh, good for you. I like that. You know, I talk to business owners all the time that tell me, I work 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, and I always tell them, you have to take some time to enjoy it too, you know?
we had to go spread my dad's ashes out in Glacier National Park. His wishes, you know, and it took us 3 years to get out there.
Wow, that's very cool.
Yeah.
How far is Glacier National Park from where you are?
24 hours.
Straight
there.
Wow. It was a big drive.
Yeah, a long drive.
But you went straight? You didn't stop in between?
Well, yeah, we stopped at two different
good.
Two
I was
different
gonna say,
places on the way out.
That's a long drive to do in one shot. That's crazy.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. I want to kind of circle back and let you know that Patrick Gogan that filled out the lead form on July 24th, I know you were on vacation, so you'll get back to him now. But that happens very far and few between, because most people, when they see you on the first page, they're going to click to call you or go to your website for immediate contact. However, mm-hmm. there will be instances where they can't call you right that moment because perhaps they're at work or they're with family, and then they can plug their information into that form on your site that says contact us, and you get a notification that there's a lead coming through the site. And because that lead is a part of your Google listing, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. So, yeah, that new company that is a local to you, they can't do anything with the Google listing because they don't have access to it. And then they can't create a new one for you because that would be a duplicate listing and that would hurt your rankings. So, you know, that's something that a lot of people, you know, they don't tell you if they want you to sign up with them and they're local. They just say, oh, yeah, we can do so much better because we're local. And then they don't tell you that they can't really do anything if they don't have access to it. So just be, you know, kind of, you know, take it with a grain of salt and be really careful with that company. You know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah, because let's say that this were to cancel, and it's kind of a blessing that it didn't cancel last month, because what would happen is everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google would deactivate, the website would come down, and all 60 directories that you're on would unravel. So it also would affect Bing, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook, Merchant Circle, Manta. Oh, actually, we took the Yelp out because you had requested it. No Yelp. But all those other directories that you're on right now, there's actually 59 of them total. All of that would unravel too. And I definitely don't want to see that happen. So have you seen the website that we built you?
I think so, a long time ago. You may have sent it to me, but I haven't seen it lately, no.
Okay, I'll send you a text to it so that you can see it. There's a little orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment. But once the payment goes through, that orange banner will come down and it'll be fully functional again. Okay?
All right.
So then... Yeah, and then also I noticed, which is really, really good, we have your website as www.logsandboulderslc.com, which is your business name. So if this account were to cancel, we're going to lose that website and you're going to lose the website. So if a new company tries to build you a site in the future, they'll probably only get like tree service in wapaka.com or something. They won't be able to get your business name because it's not available, you see. And that's something that's really important too, you know, with online branding and whatnot, that we sometimes a company comes on board and they have a common name like abcmortgage.com and we try to get it for them and it's already taken. So we got, you know, your actual business name as your web address, which is phenomenal. That doesn't always happen.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is the 149 a stretch right now just because you got back from, you know, doing all that with your dad's ashes and your trip, or?
Yeah, you know, I don't know why it wouldn't be processed. I guess I got to get into the bank here and see what's going on since I've been gone here.
Saying insufficient funds, so maybe it's just that, you know, the bank has a daily limit or something like that. But if it helps you out at all, Luke, I'll put you into corporate pricing. It's not a big savings, but it will save you $20 a month because the corporate rate is $129 monthly. So that will at least take $20 off your past due balance, okay?
All right.
So is there another card that you want me to try, or should we keep this card on file and just wait until after you talk to your bank? We have a Visa ending in 5718.
Yeah, that's my only card here. Yeah, let me give the bank a call here and see what's going on, and I got to get some money in there. I'll have to get some money in there.
Okay, sounds good. So what I'm going to do is I'll send you an email that says your account, and this just talks about the payment failing, but the extension on there, 777, it will ring directly to me. So if you figure something out with the bank, you can call me. If I don't hear from you, I'll follow up with you towards the end of the week, okay?
Okay.
All right, good.
All
I'm
right,
happy
that
we
sounds
talked.
Good.
We have a game plan now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and then if you have any questions in the meantime, call me. If not, I'll be talking to you, you know, either when you call in or when I follow up, okay?
All right, that sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a nice rest of your day.
All right. You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.